So I just have these little containers that make it easier to dip the paintbrush in.
Charity Poskett runs the Glass Studio, where the youth arts organization Yaya currently houses its out-of-school programs. Poskett normally works with glass, but today she's teaching ceramics, the assignment to play.
And so just getting their hands to the material, you know, touching it, feeling it, sticking it together. With clay, you can just fail and mush it together, and it's not that serious.
Eighth grader Amaya Cannon unwraps her two-dimensional sculpture.
I basically made a face out of clay. And what I'm doing now is I'm adding another layer of clay on to paint it different colors.
This is Amaya's first year at Yaya and her first time working with clay, which she says is really cool.
You can hold it instead of looking at it on paper. And you create it, like, with your hands.
Yaya stands for Young Aspirations, Young Artists. It was named 26 years ago, back in 1988, when the organization was founded to serve students from Rob Wayne High School. Over the years, Yaya has grown a lot. They serve kids from all over the city. They work with elementary schools as well as high schools. They work in school as well as after school, and they partner with other organizations. And next summer, 2015, Yaya will be opening an art center in Central City where they will add a new dimension, the community.
The art center is really the next generation. It's Yaya in the 21st century.
Beatty Landis, the consulting director for Yaya, says in their new home in the LaSalle corridor, they'll be able to provide a range of professional services for emerging artists, which fits perfectly with their mission, to empower creative young people to become successful adults.
We're an arts program, but really with life skills goals.
Yaya is structured like a European guild. Students enter as aspirants, or beginning level artists, and eventually they work their way up to senior guild members. This structure helps create self-sufficiency and professionalism. It also uses an interest in art for a bigger purpose.
We always say art is the tool that we use, but the goal is for the students to come in and be well-rounded. So through the art, through the creativity, we try to throw in as much life skills and just whatever they need to know to be successful.
Monica Tyron is the studio coordinator at Yaya. She wants these young artists to create work inspired by their own lives and experiences, rather than pop culture. Tyron teaches them art is a way to say something. But you have to know yourself in order to do that.
The more that they know about themselves, the more that they understand what they want to do and what mark they want to make as an adult. So it's not necessarily like trying to figure out, okay, what kind of artist do I want to be? It's just like, what kind of person do I want to be?
Tyron says these days, with art being squeezed out of schools, Yaya's mission is more vital than ever.
Give the artists the equipment and see what they do with it, and be so surprised at what they do, because a lot of times I feel like adults or just a lot of people just underestimate these kids, and really they have a lot to say and they have a lot of talent. So we just try to give them the room to do what they need to do.
Learn more about Yaya at wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.